Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichu, and the schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Ester, Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Tes and Daf Yud Amud Aleph brings a braisa, matzah kusi, matzah that's made by a kusi. Those were famously a group of people who converted to Judaism because of the fear of the lions. So such matzah, the matzah that they make is muteres. And a person can be yotzei his chovan pesach with the matzah made by a kusi. Ad kan midirei ha-gemara. And in this gemara, Tosfos comments, Vim tomar, amai yotze ba'idei chovasel, dem alo shamu l'shem matzah d'chashidi alifnei iver. How are you yotze? Maybe they weren't guarding the matzah, l'shem matzah, because they're a chashid on l'fnei iver. They're going to be machshil the Jew in eating matzah that wasn't shamu l'shem matzah. So how can you trust them? They're a chashid on l'fnei iver. Tosfos answers, kugon d'kimlan, da'in l'kusi matzah cheres shicholatis ba'idei chovasel. We're talking about a case where we know that this guy has no matzah with which to be yotzei. So you see at the beginning of Chulin that if the kusi will eat it, then you could trust it. You could eat from his shchita, if he'll eat from his shchita. So you can eat from his matzah, if he'll eat from his matzah. Ad kan divrei Tosfos, and the Marashal there say, and the Maram Shif, that Tosfos wasn't bothered by the fact that matzah's kusi is mutter, we're not choshish for chametz. Because we're talking about a case where we see that it's not chametz, where we see that the kusi is eating from it. We're only troubled by the fact, Tosfos is troubled by the fact that it's yotzei ba'idei chovaso. Dilma lo shamar l'shem matzah. Maybe he didn't guard this l'shem matzah, so how is he being yotzei yidei chovah? But the chametz part doesn't bother us. Mevur mi divrei Tosfos, that if somebody is machshil his friend and he causes him to be mevatel a mitzvah essay, he's over on lifnei iver, because we're talking here about the mitzvah essay of eating matzah. And Tosfos asks, maybe he wasn't shomer l'shem matzah, and he's chashed on lifnei iver. He's going to be over on lifnei iver. So if he's going to be over on lifnei iver, then maybe he'll give you matzah that isn't shomer l'shem matzah. So you see that a mitzvah essay is considered lifneiver. If you're machshel your friend in a mitzvah essay, it's considered lifneiver. And even though we only find in the Gemara that lifneiver is talking about a case of lo saseh, machshel ba'aveira, like we say, in the Gemara, famous Gemara, how do you know that you're not allowed to give a cup of wine to a nazir? And Aver menachayde ben Noach tamalomer lifneiver lo sitein michshel. So the lifneiver here is talking about Aver menachay kos yayin the nazir. These are no-nos. But how do you know that on a seis? Also, there's lifneiver. So you see that from Tosfos that the albit alasei, mitzvah essay, we also have this yisod of lifneiver. The par amad bezeh b'secher Yitzchak, it's Lapanovicher and Simon Samachay, and Naf Beis. So we have a kash on this, asks Morena Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagon Rabbi Chaim Shmulev, it's Echad Tzadik Livracha, on whom we are basing this shiur. He asks from the Ritvan Sukkah Daf Yud Amud Beis. There we say that Rav Chizda, Rabbi Baruch Huna, chanced upon the Beis Medrash of the house of the Reish Galusa, and then they would put in the sukkah that the decorations were more than four tefachim away from the schach. They were put there by Rav Nachman, and the Fidas Rav Nachman it's kosher. And the Fidatam, it's puzzle. So he put them in this problematic sukkah, at least problematic from their perspective. Frek the Ritva, how did he put them in this sukkah, the Fidaito, and he wasn't Choshesh, that for them it's an Isura, it's a Chticha de Isura, that for them it's not Peseder to be in this sukkah. So why wasn't he Choshesh for that? They're going to sit in the sukkah psula, and they're going to make a bracha shelo kedin, and it's a michshel. And there's a problem with lifnei iver. So the Ritva's metaritz with the Ritva's metaritz. But it's meduyak bilashonim that he wasn't asking mitzad etzem hashena chutz l'sukkah. He was only asking mitzad habracha. Hareisha mitzad bitul mitzvah esse shel sukkah, there's no problem with neiver. He was just bothered by the fact that they are making a bracha levatala. But yeshiva chutz l'sukkah, which the pshuto is just a bitul mitzvah esse, it's not an iser, famous minchas chinuch and shin chofei and ashari yosher, a lot of delicious discussion about that. But the bottom line is that we see in the Ritva that the only concern was the losase, the bracha, and not the eating outside of the sukkah. That's why the Ritva was only bothered by the bracha. Ayin sham in the zecher Yitzchak, ma shehu me'ir al kach. Vinei. So again, we have from Teisvis that we're worried about bitul mitzvah when it comes to lefneiver. And we also have the Ritva, which doesn't seem to be bothered by bitul mitzvah and lefneiver, that the bitul mitzvah will be a cause for lefneiver. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Aleph Me'ilchos Mechira Halacha Dalit, and that we say in Kedushin Yiram and Aleph, that if Sof Bia Kona, if you're only Kona the woman at the end of the Bia when you want to marry her, then it's Asif for Kohen Gadol to be Mekadesh B'Bia. Why? Because this woman is considered Be'ulas Atzma, because he, at the beginning of the Bia, she's considered a Be'ula, and then he's only Kohen at the end. So she's Be'ulas Atzma, and he's not going to marry a Be'ula that's Kohen Gadol. So Sof Bia Kona, Kohen Gadol is not going to be Mekadesh B'Bia. Now, Bahasha Sof Bia Kohen, that Sof Bia acquires, we paskin, She'im Mefarej, Kona Bahara, like the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Rivam, and Tosin Kedushin say, that if he says it explicitly, he's Kona at the very beginning with the Hara. And if so, why don't we say that it's Kemefarej, Machmasa Isser? That it's like he's explicitly saying that he wants to be Kona at the beginning in order to avoid the Isser, like the Ma'ari Val says in Chelek Aleph Sof Klaliyot Gimel. That b'makom misura chashiv k'mefarish, that if we're dealing with an instance of iser, it's like the person was mefarish. So here also, you have an iser involved. The iser is one of Kohen Gadol taking a bu'ula. So because there's an iser, let us say that he's mefarish, that he wants to be mekonaher b'tchilas bia b'harah b'alma, and not b'sof bia. Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger, Jerush v'chidush, k'subis, Daflamir Amr Aleph, Alpima Shechidesh, Sheasei Shel Be'ula LeKohen Gadol, Eino Ela LeKohen Gadol V'lo Ala Be'ula, that the essay that a Be'ula is not allowed to be intimate with the Kohen Gadol, marry Kohen Gadol, is only an Isser on the Kohen Gadol and not on the Be'ula. And if that's the case, even though his Das, the Das of the Kohen Gadol, is on the Tchilas Bia because of the Isser, so for him, it's like he's mefarish, that he only wants to be Kona, that he wants to be Kona already at the beginning of the Bia. But her Das is in the Gemar Bia, because she doesn't have an Isser, and it's not like she's being mefarish, that she wants Tchilas Bia, because there's no Isser involved. So it's not kemefarish. And therefore, we say that there's no Kenyan. It has to be agreed on both of them when the kinyan is being made. But if she's not game, then for him it also is no good. For the man it's also, for the Kohen Gadol also, he can't be Kona because she doesn't want it. And for her there's no Isser, so it's not like she's Mefarish. Asks Zecher Yitzchak, it's correct that there's no Isser of Be'ula on her. Nevertheless, she's over on the Fneiver. She's Machshil him in Isser. And Alts being Machshil him in Isser, let us say it's like she's Mefareshes, that she wants the Kenyan to be at the outset. So, Ayin Sham Shetirets Lefi Masheherich Sham, Shebe Be'ulas Atzmo, Leka Rak Mishum Bitol HaMitzvah, Laseis Besula, Velemza Mishum Averis Isser Esei, De Be'ula. That if we're talking about a Be'ulas Atzmo, all we have is a bittul mitzvah to marry a besula, but there's no averas iser esei of beula, because there are two aspects. B'din beula kohen gadol iser bia de beula or mitzvah esei b'nisui besula. So, because of this, there's no essay on her. Why is there no essay? Because only he is mitzuveh laseis besula. When we're talking again about be'ulas atzmo, all we have is a bittul mitzvah of marrying a besula, but we don't have an aveira on the iser essay of be'ula. And therefore, there's no essay on her. Why? Because only he has this positive mitzvah to marry a besula. And therefore, there's also no lifnei iver. Because there's only a lifnei iver be'iser lo be'bitl mitzvah's essay. So since be'ulas atzma, Zecher Yitzchak proves that Be'ulas Atzma, there is no Averas Iser Esei of Be'ula. All there is a Bittul Mitzvah, Laseis Besula. Now, all you have is the positive. You don't have the no-no. So if all you have is the positive, that he has a positive commandment, that he's going to be Mevatel now, if it's Be'ulas Atzma, of marrying a Besula, we don't have to worry about her Lifnei either. Because there's no lifnei iver when it comes to an asay. Being bevatel an asay, the only lifnei iver is bebitul mitzvah's asay. So that's the yisod of the Zecher Yitzchak. But this doesn't stem with Tosfos. We see Tosfos that even in a mitzvah's asay, there is an issue of lifnei iver. Because Tosis is bothered by the fact that the person is going to be mevatel, the mitzvah of matzah, when eating for the matzah of a kusi. Why is he going to be, what's the concern? That the kusi isn't shomer et lishma. And they are chashudim on lifnei iver. So Tosfos answers, don't worry about it. He's eating it. It's fine. But we are concerned about lifnei iver, even though we're only talking about an assay. However, we see from the Ritva that the lifnei iver is only a problem on the bracha levatala, on the los assay, on the no-no. And we see from the Zecher Yitzchak also that we are only concerned about a los assay. But in assay, there's no lifnei iver. So that means that when we're talking about Ulas Atzma, where the only issue is the assay of marrying a besula, the woman who has das al gmar bia is not going to have das al kshilas bia, because she doesn't care to be machshil him and not being mekayim's essay of marrying a beula, because there's no lifnei iver when it comes to being machshil somebody and not keeping an assay. But again, we see from Tosis that there is lifnei iver when you're machshil somebody and not keeping an assay, because the kusi is going to be over in lifnei iver when the Jew eats his contaminated matzah, his matzah that wasn't lishma. So that's the sugya that we'd like to try to understand. And b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, in the next shir, we will see b'li neder niflaot mitorat Hashem. B'li neder, in the answer to this question, the mahalach that we're going to present, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.